Director of the Hiruna Film Festival, Aiko Rudet, said she has been invited to speak on a panel at the prestigious Cannes International Film Festival, scheduled to take place from March 12th to 23rd in France. Ms. Rudet said she will speak on the impact of the Hiruna Film Festival in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the rest of the region.
I'll be attending the Cannes Film Festival, where I've been invited to speak on a panel to represent the work that Hiruna Film Festival is doing in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and within the Caribbean film industry in general, because I'm very integrated in what's happening also regionally, because I think that each island has to support one another. If we're building a regional industry, it's all interrelated. So I've been invited to speak on a panel at Cannes Film Festival, which is one of the most prestigious film platforms in the entire world. And this is coming off of the back of a series of international invitations that I've received. For example, I was invited by UNESCO to represent St. Vincent at the 2023 Berlinale European Film Market. I've been invited to Switzerland, to the Locarno Film Festival, to participate in the Open Doors program. I've been invited to Miami to participate in a Caribbean film industry and to present on the work in St. Vincent with major Caribbean funders.
Ms. Rudet said this country's invitation to the Cannes International Film Festival shows that there is significant growing international interest in Vincentian and Caribbean film.
And so Cannes really represents the most recent step in this really incredible series of invitations. And what it tells us is that there is a lot of interest, a huge amount of global interest in Caribbean film. And this is something that St. Vincent can take advantage of. There are opportunities available for St. Vincent and the Grenadines through filmmaking. And that can mean a lot of different things. For example, we have a lot of young people now who are engaged in the audiovisual sector. And I know that they have so much work, they can barely even handle all the work. There's a surplus of work. There's a lot of clients in St. Vincent and the Grenadines that are looking for videographers, that are looking for editors. There is a growing local market. And the more that our local skills are developed, the more that when productions come in, they will be relying more on local crew.
Ms. Rudet also pointed out that there are many opportunities for Vincentian filmmakers to tap into across the world. And she is encouraging local filmmakers to take advantage of these opportunities. She also reiterated that the film industry is very lucrative, with huge economic potential for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So there's a whole host in terms of youth engagement, in terms of tourism, cultural tourism, of representing St. Vincent, you know, on the global stage. Our filmmakers and our stories and our narratives can take the message of St. Vincent, the essence of St. Vincent, globally, because films are something that travel internationally. So films are incredibly powerful tools of global visibility for us. And not only that, but there's huge economic potentials for us exploring filmmaking. Film is one of the largest growing industries in the entire world. In terms of the film festival, it's a massive industry, and they attract tourists that are trying to engage with the local culture and heritage in a deep and meaningful way. You know, there are many, many, many reasons why filmmaking is something that is extremely nationally viable and brings so many positive potentials.
Director of the Hiruna Film Festival, Aiko Rudet. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.